battles were horrendous. The casualties were many, but the outcome changed everything. That's a very quick summary of the final episode of J.R.R. Tolkien's classic trilogy, Lord of the Rings. That trilogy actually jumped off of dusty bookshelves and into the popular culture with their portrayal in three very successful movies. In the story, Tolkien weaves a tale of a world called Middle-earth, where these soulless, subhuman beings are attempting to stamp out what they call the Age of Humans. And finally, in the concluding Return of the King, Middle-earth's rightful king, Aragorn, leads the humans in one last all-out attempt to turn back the forces of evil. After many costly battles, there's this glorious coronation day for the triumphant king. And as the crown is placed on the head of the rightful ruler, before this jubilant crowd of his subjects, they know the dark days are over. And the one who crowned him makes this hopeful announcement: "Now begin the days of the king." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the days of the king. You know, it might be time for that announcement in your life, that the rightful king is finally on the throne. Because up until now, you've been there making the calls, running things your way, giving Jesus time and maybe even money, but not the throne. In Tolkien's Return of the King, there was a man who's supposed to be the caretaker of the throne until the rightful ruler takes his place there. But when it comes time for the king to take the throne, the caretaker refuses to let go of it. He has to be forcibly and violently overthrown. Well, don't wait for that to happen to you. Jesus is the King of all kings. He's the Lord of all lords. What are you doing holding on to the throne of your life where he is supposed to reign supreme? Our word for today from the Word of God in 1 Peter 3:15 reveals this straightforward command: in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Notice it says in your heart. Now, a lot of people are willing to let Christ be Lord in their head. He's like the honorary chairman of their life. But they're still doing what they want to do, deciding which things Jesus can run and which things he'll not let him run. Well, Jesus rips the mask off of that charade with his penetrating question in Luke 6:46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Lord in your head, Lord in your theology, Lord in your vocabulary. That's not what Lord means. Lord is the one who's running things. Could the reality be that you are the real Lord of much of your life? Then you are a rebel against the only rightful king, no matter how religiously you dress up your rebellion. Western Christianity, honestly, is often a compartmentalized faith. We have this beautiful Jesus compartment in your life where you pray, you go to his meetings, you read his book, you do his work. But then there are all the other compartments: how you treat people, how you spend your money, what you do on a date, what you watch, what you listen to, how you run your business, your social life, your finances. Wait a minute. What are you doing running all that anyway? Jesus paid everything he had for your life. He's not interested in just occupying a compartment. He paid the whole price. He should have the whole thing. The original word for Lord literally means the controller. Honestly now, who's the controller in your life? If it's not Jesus, then a rebel is on the throne, his throne. And things will never be right in your life so long as you are on the throne. And today, this could be one of the most liberating, most decisive days of your life. If you would make this coronation day for the one who is the nail-scarred, death-conquering, rightful king of you, find a place where you can bow before King Jesus today and surrender it all to him, where you can relinquish a throne that has cost you already so much to occupy. If you've never begun your relationship with him, putting your trust in what he did on the cross for you, tell him today, Jesus, it's all you beginning today. Go to our website. Get the information you need to secure that relationship. It's anewstory.com. See, today could begin the days of the king.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Hutchcraft has written a brand new ebook. It's called Unsinkable Hope for Uncertain Times. And it's yours free when you visit our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.